tonight, eh? Old Bill, can you?
You're listening to the Doug Stanhope Podcast.
All right, we're in Key West with Chailey and Tom Dustin. This is a kind of a Hennigan vacation where I booked it drunk. I called Tom Dustin, who's been busting my balls to play his club. And I said, wait, you get a club down there? Does that mean you have a couch I can stay on? I don't want to play there. I just want to come.
Yeah. And that's pretty much the deal I got. But my boss last night was like, Doug hanging out last night was made it all worth it.
Wait, your boss was there last night?
The kid Joe that runs the
club. Oh, giraffe.
Yeah, the giraffe.
Yeah, the giraffe.
I don't know who does what. I showed up fucking drunk as a skunk.
You were lit when you showed up from the plane, and we went right to a bar and then another bar, and the wind was blowing and you were whining. It was awesome.
I had a 6 a.m. flight out of Tucson, which Tucson, the airport bar, opens at 6. So you have a 6 a.m. flight. You're like, fuck, I'm going to miss those cocktails when I get there early. Here's a trick. Tucson Airport, the breakfast place that's open, the second one, not the bagel place, but the other one, they have the tall cans of hard cider with their other beverages, and none of those girls know what the fuck. There's liquor in that one because they don't have anything else. They don't have beer or anything. They only have Angry Orchard fucking cans of hard cider. So, yeah, I was pounding those. I'm like, I beat the system.
Before it was allowed
5:15.
Yeah, you're not allowed. I took that same flight, and I sat down at that place. It's the C Concourse or B? B Gates.
B Gates.
Yeah.
There's no C in Tucson.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, there's A and B.
That's right. I was thinking of Atlanta. The bar is open at 5, but you can't order drinks.
Right.
And the guy was cool. He let me sit there. But I'm like, I didn't fucking grab a sneaky. And now I did have a sneaky, but I have no mixer to go with it. So had I known the White Claw trick, I'd even muscle down a White Claw at 5:30 in the morning.
Don't you dare confuse Angry Orchard with fucking White Claw.
Tom said White Claw earlier.
White Claw can be used as seltzer water in a pinch or if you're in a rush. You know, like if you want to get real drunk real fast, you do vodka White Claw versus vodka seltzer or vodka soda because you get the extra 6%.
I have a bunch of index cards of shit I'd just write down or funny things or ideas when I was writing the book over the summer, and I'd put them on the fridge. And one of them was vodka is not a good mixer for vodka. A number of times I made that mistake. I forgot which one I put in.
I've done that and just completely forgot the mixer and poured myself a drink half drunk and then pick it up and I just get a big mouthful of terrible vodka. Vodka could be a mixer for vodka if you were doing shitty vodka with Grey Goose. You know, you could pop off in Grey Goose. I'm listening.
So I showed up and we're here in the comedy condo, which I was fortunate enough to have open because Tom Dustin had booked himself this week, and he's a local.
We had a fallout. The headliner canceled, and I was like, "Fuck it!" Rather than book someone else, I'll put myself in there. Then you called. It was perfect timing because you called a little shit face, and you were like, "What are you doing?" Blah blah blah. I'm coming on Tuesday, and I was like, "This Tuesday?" Yeah, all right. Unless I get 24 hours to regret it and cancel. And I waited 26 hours and I texted you. And I was like, "Are you? I guess you're coming to Key West. You could at the condo." I mean, it's not a bad condo. It's
no,
quiet,
it's perfect.
Quiet neighborhood.
Yeah, it's walking distance from all the shit.
And there's nothing around that we would not go to.
I don't even know what we did that first night because I could hear it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I don't remember much of that evening.
Picked you up at the airport in the convertible. We went downtown, stopped at my house, then got on foot. We went to 3 different bars.
Wait, did you really pick me up in a convertible?
Yeah, but the top was not down. Oh, okay. It was fucking freezing that night.
I thought you were just about to make up an elaborate lie since I said I didn't remember. Picked you up in the 66 Cadillac.
Stewardess, you made come with us.
All I know is... when we got back, this is a weird address. We'll ask you that off the air because it's a weird address. So wherever the Uber dropped me, I just walked in to the neighbors. Right. I walked up on their porch, and fortunately, there was a number of them out. It was kind of, it was like Steve Martin and the Jerk.
Yeah, they're new to the neighborhood. Yeah. But we welcome the diversity. Yeah. It's a
big family of very sweet black people. Unfortunately, I was suited up in my lemon yellow blazer from the plane, so and my tie.
They helped me. Shinola. Are you the cocoa butter salesman we've been waiting on?
Hey, Mama, the revenuer's here.
Yeah, that must have been terrific, though.
It's one of those times where you go, okay, I get white privilege now because I'm a white guy showing up on
their porch. You just walk on their lawn and they're like, yeah,
some black guy shows up on a fucking southernmost fucking tip of the some random fucking porch. Yeah, it's an incident.
Well, the best part of that was immediately prior to that, I go, hey Doug, just so they got very strict Airbnb laws here. They got actually an officer that scouts for Airbnbs, unlicensed Airbnbs. So if anyone in the neighborhood asks, you're just my buddy staying at our house and da da da, and then you go to the neighbor's house. I'm new here. Where's my Airbnb? Yeah,
I have to look up the address on my phone. They were very helpful. No, the 716. You got to be close by, honey.
Yeah, I don't know why. So the address is one street, and the actual entrance is on another. But this is a Habitat for Humanity complex. So we had to go through all this process to qualify.
Oh yeah, because you had the plumber. And he woke me up, not the plumber, the Habitat for Humanity, like the landlord guy.
Yeah. Any comics that are listening to this right now, the plumber doesn't come every time you're staying here.
Yeah, no, he never did come. He blew you off. But the Habitat for Humanity guy, I'm in a night before Christmas nightgown. Like a pajama nightgown with my eye mask up on my head when he's banging on the door. Like I heard the banging on the door in a dream and I thought it was part of the dream. And I went, no, I think that's real. I better wake up. And I went out and he said, Joe. And I go, whatever he said, yeah. I misunderstood him. I go, are you his dad? He goes, no, there's a plumber coming. I go, yeah. Okay. Hang on a second. Let me get dressed.
But I had sent you a text by that point, but you just hadn't seen it.
I woke up to him, but he sat out there in that van waiting for the plumber. I'll just wait outside. And then I walked down to fucking Denny's. And
how far is Denny's?
It's a mile and a half. It's half an hour each way.
Yeah.
It's a good fucking workout for get your blood going in the morning. And it has a bar in it.
Yeah.
It's a Denny's with a full like dive bar. Like attached.
Key West used to have two Denny's. There used to be one on Duval Street in the thick of it all. And it became a sushi nightclub.
Well, as long as it's not a Denny's. But by the time I got back, that was a long hoof. He's still sitting out there and he just rolls his window down. And then I'd pieced together how I fucked up with the making this look like an Airbnb and the fact that he's still out there. I'm like, maybe this is a narc. And he rolls down his window. It looks like your plumber didn't show up. All right.
He's not my plumber. He's the Airbnb guy's plumber. Thanks, Doug.
So, he left and no plumber came.
Well, you still got a drip?
Yeah, it's still dripping.
The shower, right?
Yeah,
it's still dripping. Dip,
dip, yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
And last night, I think we were hanging out at the tiki bar at my house. Tiki bars. I know that's grandiose for what I got.
No,
there.
It's fucking fantastic.
Qualifies.
8x9 square feet and some fake grass.
Yeah, four seats on the outside, a captain's chair on the inside for you to. Yeah, and then you started showing us all the things you had under the bar that weren't booze. You had to keep going back into the kitchen to get booze. Look, I got a machete for iguanas.
Yeah.
I got a lightsaber.
I got hollow point pellets, fucking binoculars, and a hawk whistle. Did you know, Jay, if you blow a hawk whistle at an iguana, it freezes, and then you can just shoot it in the head?
It makes sense.
It's like a sleeping goat.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, couldn't you just grab it?
Yeah, but they're all salmonella covered, and if you grab it, it'll start scratching you.
Okay.
I've seen them bite fingers off. They can bite a finger off.
They're vegetarians, though. They don't eat.
No, they're fighters.
They like fingers?
They're fighters. I've seen two of Waterman's fight, and it's terrific. Yeah. It's better than MMA.
Well, it's not fixed.
Well, because MMA, they don't shit and piss as much.
Cats don't normally eat your face, but as Christine Levine told us, if you'll leave them alone with a dead body long enough. Yeah, he's what's his name? The cat. He's not finicky anymore.
Morris.
Morris the cat.
Nine lives.
Fancy Feast. That's the one. If you're eating a face, that's what the...
Fancy Face.
Fancy Faced.
Sounds like a wacky pack.
One of the first things he told me that I remember when we were at this place, he goes, right at the end of the complex, there's a this Asian drug dealing dominatrix lady. You want to go say hi?
We can bring her over right now. Like, she's over there right now. I could go get her. And she's a fucking mental case. Like, rah, 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 fucking she'll bring it up. She'll come in and change outfits for us a couple times. You want to buy some weed? You want your dick sucked? The whole deal.
It's a little early.
Yeah, yeah.
We're waiting on the plumber.
Yeah, we're waiting for it to get completely dark outside. But I did that. I saw her. She wandered up to the, because I had the door open for smoking in here, which I'm not supposed to, but he did capitulate at one point and say, I guess if you turn on all the fans and open the windows.
Yeah, it'll be all right. We have a air freshener.
Yeah, yeah, I've already found it, but I go, why use it now? Use it on the last day.
What I used to do is I'd rent the car, rent a rental car, and they tell you no smoking in the car, but there was never any penalty associated with it. Like in a hotel, they tell you $250 if you smoke in the room. Rental car, they just put a nice sticker that says please don't smoke. Mm-hmm. So I would smoke for 2 weeks in a car with the windows closed because it was cold out. And then my trick was always I'd stop right before I'm returning the car. I stop at McDonald's or Burger King and get a bunch of greasy fry that something would stink up the car worse than the cigarettes. So I'm masking it with stinky, greasy McDonald's.
That's how the bit started.
Really?
So I have a bit about that.
No but shit. Yeah.
But it was started with the rental van where we go, let's go get some curry or just shrimp and let it rot in the back of the van that we've just been touring
in Florida.
Yeah.
And we were like talking about what we could do. Let's just get a pound, because they have those guys on the by the bridges where they pull off and they got a truck.
Yeah, yeah.
Raw shrimp.
Buy shrimp right there in the back of their truck. Just on the way to the airport. Just get the pound
shrimp. No, the day or two before.
Yeah.
I could live with the stink.
But that's more destructive than cigarettes.
Probably.
Yeah. Like I used to sell cars when I was young, and I remember this one particular.
Well, like 2 weeks ago.
Well, no, I tried to get back into it while I moved down here because I needed to make some money because it's expensive here.
Yeah, we're gonna get to your story.
But so I when I was a kid, I sold cars. I sold this lady a brand new Ford Explorer, and she was a cunt the whole time. Everything. She called me a dummy because I didn't differentiate between mint green and emerald green, so I was the worst fucking guy on earth. And when I finally delivered her car, and I made no money on this sale because it was a brand new car. You don't typically make that much money on a brand new car. Used guys is where it's at.
Nice to know.
So on a brand new car. So I didn't make no fucking money, and it was delivery day. She's coming in to pick up her brand new car, and she was a cunt to me the whole time, and I wanted to get her, and I come up with this as a plan. I took out in the old Ford Explorer, I took the rear, what do you call it, the spare tire out, and underneath that, I put a couple of drops of mackerel blood, which never, you can't get that smell out ever. And I kind of semi-opened a half pint of milk, and I stuck it under her, and I delivered her the car in July. And I bolted back down the spare tire and sent her on her way. And a couple of months later, she come back in. There's some odd smell. I can't fucking locate it and blah, blah, blah. And we were like, well, that's not covered under the warranty. Sorry.
I had a car I was trading in that one of my cats had pissed in when they took it to the vet, and cat piss couldn't
never
get it
out.
No, did everything, but spray it down with some fucking, you know, what do you call it? Febreze.
Yeah.
And for a limited time,
cover
it goes,
it.
Yeah. And that's all you need. There's a limited time for them to take it around the block.
Just for the signature. Yeah, it came back in shape.
Yep.
I like getting over on anytime I can get over on the system. Any like my thing, I've never paid ever in my life for a phone charger. I just walk into random hotels.
Oh yeah,
and go, hey, I think I left my phone charger here, and they pull out a box, and I go, yeah, that's mine.
Yeah. Did you keep trying them?
Yeah, that one fits.
Better like this or like this. So Tom Dustin, I've known for fucking years.
A couple of years.
I almost said years. I like just hanging around him, picking it up. But you, you were always a Boston guy. And how'd you score this fucking Key West gig?
I was on the road doing middling and doing split weeks at all these clubs, Funny Bones and Improvs and blah, blah, blah. And I'm getting older. I'm tired. And I used to come down here and my buddy said, hey, I want to start a comedy club in Key West. And I go, it'll never fucking work. No one wants to be in a dark room listening to some idiot complain every week. No one, it'll never work. But for whatever reason, the local support and, I mean, this place just wants something different. Because you can walk down the street and hear Wagon Wheel or fucking, or Sweet Caroline out of any acoustic guitarist in town. But we were the only ones kind of offering something a little different. So I picked up and like now I'm, I've been doing comedy for a long time and got a lot of friends that I owe favors to that are hilarious and a lot of my buddies just want to, like you want to come down, get away from the bullshit and...
Especially from Massachusetts in the winter.
Yeah, I couldn't... I was getting really depressed and shit because I never left Mass to go to New York or L.A. and see where my career went. I was just kind of small town. I just want to be locally famous.
Well, Boston is so, you know...
Yeah, there's a lot
insular.
There's it is a closed circuit.
Yes.
It is a closed
invite circuit. Only.
Yeah. So you got your three headliners, and until one of them dies, and then they move me up and whatever. And I don't. I hate the weather, and I mean, I love Boston. I still all my friends, my family, and everything. But this is just a fucking better place. I'm happy every day. I ride my bike to work. I'm shit faced all the time. Like it's this is my leaving Las Vegas. I moved down here to fucking rip it until I'm not happy anymore, and then fucking there's the ocean.
You fucking hold up well though, because yesterday was onesie Sunday. It's like a pub crawl in onesie pajamas.
Once a year event. They've been doing it for 7 years. Everyone, like 20,000 people on the island, put on a onesie, and you just go to 15 different bars and compliment each other on your onesies.
And Chaley was coming out. I had been here, but Chaley came out because we owed you this podcast. And instead of going dark for a week, said, hey, why don't you just come out for the last few days?
I'm really glad you came, man. I haven't seen you in years. Virginia Beach a couple years ago.
But then it was before that where I first met you. We still can't remember where it was.
I vividly remember Bangor.
First time I ever met you was... Rhode Island at a movie theater.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Rhode Island at a movie
like theater. Like Narragansett.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and they had a tiki bar. They had a really fucking cool... That was a cool concept, and I checked in on that place about a year after
gone,
it.
Right.
It was totally gone after we left. Yeah. We were on one side, and they were doing horror movies on the other
They were
screen.
Doing horror movies on both sides, actually.
Yeah, that was
I
fun.
I saw the show.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that was the same time we went up to where you were living, Doug.
Oh, Worcester. Yeah,
first time I went to.
Where I grew up.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there was the Bangor Maine show I'll never forget. It was in a sushi bar restaurant, but they had an upstairs, balcony part. And so you're at this far end at the top of the stairs, and there was some stripper that just kept fucking talking, and I was trashing her, and she didn't even notice. She's so wrapped up in her own conversation in the back of the room that she had no idea that I was just the most vicious fucking heckles. And once I knew she wasn't listening, I was saying the most fucking horrible things.
Right.
And then she wanted to talk to me after the show. And I'm like, no, no. And she's like, why not? Why not? She, her friends are like holding her back. Like I kept walking away from her.
I vaguely remember that. There was another one where we were
fucking
in.
Steve Drew was at that show.
Is he at that one?
Yeah. He's from there.
It was Junior was there. Bingo was there. Yeah, that's you right. were there.
And you were there and your little dog Toto. Toto.
The worst one I ever got. I had some woman run out of the Kowloon. You remember the Kowloon Comedy Club in Boston?
Yeah, I know about it.
Yeah. So the I was on stage at the Kowloon. I'm middling for Paul D'Angelo, one of the legends. And during the end of my set, I do a joke about, you know, something about not wanting to fuck a girl that reveals later that she has a dick also or whatever. No. The joke was about HPV. That's what the joke was about, HPV. And some woman in the back of the audience was full, 300 people. I heard, fuck you, from the back of the audience. And I was killing until that point. And I heard, fuck you. And then I was like, and I ignored it because I was at the end of my set. I was just like, wrap it up, get off stage, fine. You don't have to address this. But I couldn't help it. So I was just like, did someone just yell, fuck you at me? And by then she had gotten up out of her seat and moved to stage right where the exit door was. And she goes, yeah, that was me. And I go, why would you say that? And she goes, HPV gave me cancer. And then stormed out of the fucking room. So then I look over. There's 300 fucking people staring at me. What's he going to say to the
close?
The last words we heard were, fuck you and cancer. So it's like, well, how's he going to fix this? And I recovered decent, but the best part of the story is the woman that ran out of the fucking Kowloon, she ran into four lanes of traffic, highway. She ran out into the highway. And luckily, there was a duty cop on duty there, and he saw her, and he goes, well, lady, what the fuck are you doing? Get out of the street. You're in the fucking highway. Get out of the... She goes, I don't want to live, blah, 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 and all this shit. And then he finally talks her out of the highway. And he goes, what the fuck is wrong with you? What's going on? A comedian upset me, and I don't want to live, and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, listen, lady. She was on drugs or something. But he goes, listen.
Yeah, chemo.
It's the HPV talk.
Not for HPV. You don't get chemo on your cunt, do you?
Well, you do cancer.
All right.
You don't do it right away. You probably have the wart removed. You and then when you off. Get cancer, you advance to the.
Yeah. Chew those shits right off. The cop goes, what are you doing? I can't let you leave like this. You're in a state and you just fucking ran into the highway. I can't let, who are you here with? And she goes, my boyfriend. And he goes, all right, where's your boyfriend? Well, he's still up in the showroom. He's in, this guy's killing it. I used it in my bio and my resume for a while where it was like, I just copied and pasted the police blotter. It was like 9 p.m. Kowloon. Comedian upsets lady, tries to kill herself in highway.
That's way better than our police beat. Well, you told me that you had someone died.
And then they give me the stretch sign?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a weird benefit at a old age thing in New Hampshire or something. And it was like a full room and... Some guy just kind of leaned forward and...
Hang on. Let's take a break. We got to take a break around now anyway. That's a good tease. All right. Good. We'll be back with the Who Died at the Show.
I had a girlfriend in college named Fat Kathy, and she drank beer at a faster rate than I did. And I did the math on it. You know, I can't afford this shit. We broke up immediately. It's like, you know, she pounded a six pack, and I was like, you know, that's it, man, we're done.
Hey everybody, it's me, Brett Erickson, from the Issues with Andy podcast. We love you, Killer Termites, and we hope you'll tune in and check us every Friday, Issues with Andy, on YouTube.
It's not a podcast, right? Isn't it a vodcast?
You're right. For once, Andy, you're right. It's a vodcast, which means it's a podcast fueled by vodka.
Oh, shit. I was drinking cola. I fucked up.
And the V could also stand for video because it's a video podcast.
That's it.
Oh, shit.
As always, I'm right, and Chad Shank is writer.
If you love the shit you're getting here on the Doug Stanhope podcast, get more shit with us on Issues with Andy on YouTube every Friday.
And yeah, we'll you keep listening and watching or however you do it, and we'll keep shitting.
So you're in New Hampshire at an old folks home.
I think it was Maine or New Hampshire. I'm pretty sure it was New Hampshire. It was like a not an old folks home, but it was a show that was catered to older people. And I shouldn't have been there anyway. Some guy just leans forward in his chair. I don't remember even what bits I was doing at the time. But he leans forward in his chair and kind of slumps down. And everyone got concerned. And then you heard the hubbub and everything. And then I look over and the booker is like, keep going.
He's giving middling.
Middle act. He's like, keep going. You know, yeah. Show, he's going to be fine. You know, he's giving me that, just keep going, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden the paramedics and shit show up and they fucking load the guy up. And now I can't do jokes anymore. I can just do commentary. It's going to be okay. He's fine. Everybody, he's fine. As his arm falls off the gurney, you know, like he's going to be. They pull the sheet over his fucking head. No, it's all right. He just hates the light or whatever.
But they literally pulled the sheet over his head at some point.
No, they didn't do it in the room. I'm embellishing. But the guy fucking died. It was old. It had nothing to do with me or anyone else. But the fact that we're in a stupid fucking business where my boss is going, keep going, stretch. No, the show must go on.
Well, you can't bring the headliner up in the middle of the fucking corpse being
dig
wheeled
a hole
out.
I got yelled at for doing too much crowd work.
No, that's not true.
Do you remember who the headliner was?
Yeah, maybe Santarelli or something like that.
All those fucking guys.
Yeah.
Fucking Paul Nadizzi.
Nadizzi is the best. He's funny as hell. He's crazy as fuck. He's crazy. He doesn't listen to podcasts, so I can. He's a crazy, crazy. He loves Jesus and hates gays.
Really?
Yeah. He's one of them dudes. But funny as fuck. He used to do a bit in his act. He was like, "Yeah, I got my kid Batman and Robin dolls for Christmas. I threw the Robin away."
Hey, Doug, you remember when we were at? I can't remember where we're at. But the venue, it was when that bit you do about the kids, the dance moms,
yeah,
and the elevator. Remember the comic that was in the hotel? They had a room.
Oh Jesus,
that was a Boston comic.
Yeah, he was. I have no idea what his name was. We played a place
down the road. Irish,
but we're staying in the hotel that they had comedy night in the hotel, and you know how good those are.
Right,
it's a banquet room with fucking really shitty lighting.
It was a regular comedy show. Is there like on a routine
weekly? Once a week
in Boston or outside?
No. But the comic comic was headlining.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
It was New England, but the point is we came back from our show drunk while he's finishing up his show. So we went and set up our merch booth outside of his show. And he didn't fucking laugh.
Are you kidding me?
No.
The funniest thing you could ever do to another comic, I think. Just try to sell your shit at their show.
He didn't have merch either, too. So it wasn't like...
No one up there does. No. People up there don't even really buy them.
We sold a couple of t-shirts and album, too. I remember someone came out. I think, was it Junior that was with us?
I'm not sure.
It was fun, though. And that guy was... Wasn't his wife with him, too, or something? We were getting stink eye from someone.
Well, like even the opener was like kind of. I think from what I remember, the opener kind of wanted to hang, but thought,
you, like he knew who you were.
Yeah,
and we got the idea that this guy was not going to like what we were doing.
And he did not.
Did not.
I wonder who that could. That would make me so happy to know that name, because I know him.
Yeah, some listener. I'm sure this is that's recently enough. We would have podcasted.
We definitely podcasted.
It's somewhere in there. I went to the second night. The first night I was here, I was fucking hammered.
Yeah.
Off the plane, obviously. That's why I always get into a...
I was worried about you for a split second. Then I was like, no, he does this. He's fine.
Well, that's you last night at the fucking onesie thing. You texted me Sunday morning at 10 a.m. saying, hey, we're having mimosas and making breakfast at my tiki bar if you want to come. And I'm like, I'd been up all night on fucking Adderall and
whatever you use to go to sleep. What's that other one? Seraphim?
Oh, Seroquel. That's the one I did after I got off the plane when I got back here and slept 16 hours of fucking monster epic lucid dreaming. But the second night, then I hit it again. And I went out with you to open mic. It was Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a fun time. And then, that was a fun time. You heckled the fuck out of me. That was great.
I heckled. And I didn't just heckle. I actually went on stage to heckle.
The sad thing is I had two fucking mics on stage. I could have just handed you one. You could have went to town. But the following
I was giving you shit because you were telling you're doing a bit that you just told me like hours before here. And I went, you can't fucking do that. You worked out bits on me. You know?
But what you don't remember is as we were telling those stories, as I'm telling you those bits before we went to the thing, I go, I do this in my act. This is something new I'm kind of working on.
No, it's maybe we'll get back to it. It's about the iguanas, which we haven't got back to. But you said, yeah, I use a little bit of that in my act. No, you did the whole fucking story.
Well, it works so good. Once it's in my head, I tell it a certain way. It's just like telling a story at a fucking family reunion.
You were the early show, Doug.
Yeah. And maybe I should check this out.
I actually went up on stage twice. I don't know.
No, it was just once. The best part was the following night when all the young comics in town, they're all like, so is he coming? Is he coming down? And I go, no, probably not. But we thought he was good. And I go, well, they go, he gave you a real hard time last night. He was seemed really mean. He said you sucked and you stank and you were a fucking hack and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, like.
I didn't really say that.
No, but they all.
If they didn't know, we know each other.
Exactly. That's what it was, is they weren't in on the.
Yeah.
They don't have comics as friends.
Well, it's a weird scene down here where there's never been any real comedians, no comic scene down here.
Much less open mic where someone is.
Exactly. Like, and they're super sensitive. Like I tried to, we were going to put on a roast show down here and the kids were too sensitive to do it. Like they were like, oh, I can't really say anything.
You're ugly. Yeah, well, you stink. You smell bad.
I got slapped in the face. I host a thing here with Comedy Key West. We do Monday nights. Tonight, we do a drunken spelling bee. And it's just random idiots that, you know, you'd spell, give your word, try to make it funny. And then they get a drink if they spell the word right. So one night, a guy come down. And there was a mistake in the names. I couldn't read the name on the list. And I go, is it Aiden or is it Ulrich? Is it AIDS Dick? It must be AIDS Dick. And then some dude I kind of know walked up and he goes, can I sign up? And I go, no, you can just take AIDS Dick's spot. AIDS Dick isn't here, so you're AIDS Dick. Get up there, AIDS Dick. And fucking he goes up on stage. But I give him a word to spell. He spells it. He gets up and he's fucking livid. And he texts all my friends. I'm gonna smack Tom in the face.
The actual AIDS Dick or the guy that took AIDS Dick's spot?
The guy that took AIDS Dick's spot. There's no actual AIDS Dick.
Yeah.
There are.
Maybe someone signed up as AIDS Dick as a goof that wasn't planning on going up.
No, but this guy, he got so livid and he was like, man, this fucking, he thinks he's funny. Sometimes jokes go too far and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, you just walked in. I was calling AIDS Dick and you walked into it. You walked into it and the dude for a week and he called my girlfriend all kinds of nasty names. Goes, she's fucked every guy on the island. She's fucked. No, that's what he said. She's fucked 100 guys on the island. And my girlfriend isn't funny, but she was funny this day. She goes, he's off by 87. But long story short, the guy pulled me outside and I go, hey man, I don't know what you're so upset about. It was a joke you walked into. I don't think you understood. You called me AIDS Dick in front of 100 people. First of all, there wasn't 100 people.
13.
Yeah. And they all knew what we were doing. They knew what the joke was.
The other 87 were out fucking your wife.
Queuing up.
And so, yeah, he fucking slapped me in the face out front of the bar and shit. And it was all, I don't know.
Did he come back?
No, I bumped into him once or twice, but, you know, he's dead.
Small island.
It's a small island. No one likes him. No one likes him. You can't take a joke.
It's well, they're like Becker's Club and Chuckleheads mm-hmm. and Bisbee. They do open mic every week, and it's so far removed from comedy there that like Castle Rock Kenny has perfect attendance for almost a year. He goes up every fucking week, and he said, "I've been funny twice," and we doubt it.
He was funny once,
was he?
Because I was there.
Was it an accident?
Like, I go, Kenny, that's really good. Like your story. I know the story. It was when he was got his name, Castle Rock Kenny, because he was going to jump off
Castle Rock.
Castle Rock, which is a feature in downtown Bisbee.
Kind of rock.
Is there a lake beneath it?
No.
No.
Okay,
no.
Just
no.
Checking.
Airbnb. There's an Airbnb underneath it.
But the story, I mean, it wasn't great what he did, but I could see it. And he's been working on it ever since, and I'm pretty sure it's exactly the same as he's done it. And he acted out a couple things, and now he does... He did everything that he wasn't supposed to do more of. I don't know what his compass is for comedy, but yeah, it's he's perfect attendance.
That's kind of it's funny that like when a new comic will hear, "Hey man, that story was kind of good. It's not as bad as everything else you've ever done." And then they're like, "I'm going balls to the wall on that story. I'm making my character that story."
Henry Phillips always had a great idea for making a coffee table book of open mic comics, one funny joke that they didn't even realize.
That's great. That's great. I've seen so many like open mic comics with one killer joke that I want to steal.
And they don't even get it. Like they don't know it's fucking brilliant and everything else sucks.
He did one open mic in Boston once and he bombed the entire fucking show. But he had this one joke where he goes, "I just became a father. I had my new daughter we named her Alexis after what I could have had if I just paid for the abortion." Alexis. That's a funny fucking joke. Yeah. Never saw that guy ever again. And I've always wanted that joke. And I just got to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm just reconsidering going to find...
mushrooms?
No, that lady that might sell mushrooms.
Oh, I bet you she's got at least Molly or some...
I can't fuck with drugs this week.
Yeah, I can't. I tried mushrooms for the very... second time in my life this week, and I had a panic attack yesterday, and I think it's because of the mushrooms.
Oh, in the middle of getting back to the onesie Sunday, which you started at 10 a.m., and I'm like, Chaley isn't even coming in till 3 p.m. his flight lands, so it'll be 4 before he's bringing me onesies, because I didn't know about this coming down. You told me about it, and then I said, oh, Chaley's going to come. But and we've got a plethora of onesies, thanks to Bingo. Yeah.
We didn't start at onesie. We put our onesies on at 10:30 a.m. just because it was cold out. But and we knew we were going to be wearing them all day, so fuck it. But then I went to a business meeting and had a panic attack in the middle.
In a onesie?
In a onesie, yeah.
With some billionaire lady who wants to sponsor them.
Well, they're all kind of wacky down here, you know. Yeah. She was like, "We love the arts and we love what you're doing. We want to throw money at you and blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Well, I have to put my head down for a little while." They were like, "The koala's not having a good time." I was fucking sweating. Yeah, it was bad news.
But we didn't even catch up to you till it was dark out.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd been drinking since mimosas.
But slow and steady, pacing, eating a little.
But at one point when we were going to go get food, because Chaley and I hadn't eaten all day, you're like, I've had enough. I can't do it. But then you rallied, and then we put in a couple more hours at your tiki bar.
I just wanted to hang out at my house. That's my only, I like hanging out at my house. I don't care about bars. I don't care. I mean, I don't mind shooting a game of pool once in a while, ping pong, some shit. But I want to
hang out. That's why I kept inviting you over here.
Yeah, yeah. And I should.
Yeah, as soon as I moved in, that no smoking rule went out the window. Come over here and hang out. I don't want to leave my house either.
The only editing you have to do to this podcast is to take out all the smoking references so my boss doesn't know.
No, he's the one who said.
No, I'm fucking.
Don't worry. We know. I mean, it's Florida. We can leave every window. Dude, yeah, we get that rotten shrimp. Don't worry.
The termites eat all the smoke smell.
He's talking about actual termites, not the killer termites. You, oh, the listener.
Right. I told you last night you had termites at your in your bathroom.
Of course we. I didn't want to. Just in the bathroom.
I thought it would be insulting.
They're not that specific. They're not like bathrooms only. They're eating everything. But
there was a pile
place.
Of sawdust, and I know what that is because I used to live in Tampa and had a house there, and we had termites.
No, I was just doing a little woodworking in there
at the base of the. I don't know. Chaley knows the fucking words for everything.
Baseboards?
Baseboard, yeah. I was talking about the one that goes up. Can't be a baseboard. The trim.
Oh, the trim on that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the base of the trim.
Yeah.
The base of the door jam.
Yeah.
With a B, by the way. Jam. B, J, jamb. Yeah, jamb. I'm getting ready for my spelling bee tonight. We started a fifth grade level.
Oh, fuck. You have a gig? It's only 6:15.
It starts at like 9:15.
Thought you said this is a daytime town.
It is. That's the one.
Do ringers show up?
Yes. Oh my god, we're getting a shit ton of that lately. And because
what shows up?
Ringers, like people who can spell really well and pretend to drink.
Not only do they spell really well, but here's what they do: they come every week and we reuse a lot of difficult words.
Oh, that's lazy on your part then.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's only a certain amount of words before you got to open a fucking medical dictionary, yeah. You know, like triskaidekaphobia, whatever the fuck, you know, triskaidekaphobia or whatever. Here's what I do. Lately, I've been doing and mixing up a little. I'll go, where are you from? And they're like, I'm from Iowa. And I go, all right, spell Cincinnati. Where are you from? Cincinnati, spell Des Moines. yeah. And then when we have too many people in the finals and I want this fucking thing to end, because I don't want to be there all night, I go into flowers. Your word is chrysanthemum. Oh, yeah. Your word is rhododendron, you know. Just whatever we can commensurate.
Now fucking botanists flock the place to show off their knowledge.
You know who comes a lot? Huge groups of, I don't know if we talked about this at all. There's two tiny islands off of Key West. If you walk down to Mallory Square, one of them is called Sunset Key. That's where Oprah Winfrey bought a house and it's all mill billionaires and blah, blah, blah. And the next island over is Wisteria Key or Christmas Island, Christmas Tree Island. It's a home, completely homeless populated. Like they
what?
Yeah. It's crazy. We can go out there. It's fucking crazy. They've built stuff up there. One of the dudes that shows up at the spelling bee, he just built a brick pizza oven out there. So they got and people raised their children out there and everything. It's fucking bananas.
There's it's like a house of forts.
Yeah.
Island of forts.
Camps. Like
Slab City.
Yeah.
So, but it's like the hippie camp is all these cool kind of weird people that are fun to hang out with, musicians and fucking hippies. Weirdos and hippies. And that's a cool camp. But then you go to the wrong camp and it's those meth guys or the fucking, you know, the guys that steal tools out of boats. And that's, you know, whatever the fuck they do.
Pirates.
Yeah, pirates. Yeah, real pirates. But the funny thing about it, Wisteria and Sunset Key, the rich island, poor island, you can swim from one to the other. And I always wonder if, like, there's not a lot of burglaries, you know? You just swim over and fucking get some loot and swim back. Get the booty.
Wait, this is, you're completely missing the point of who shows up. So the Wisteria people show up?
Wisteria guys show up to...
free drinks.
Yeah, it's that they come... Because if you win your way to the end of the thing, usually you have to drink beer throughout the whole thing. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Draft. Throughout the whole thing. And then if you make it to the final round, you get the drink of your choice. And so most people will be like, I'll have a margarita, I'll have this. All those Wisteria kids are like, well, instead of getting like a $8 margarita, can I get 3 Pabst Blue Ribbons? Yeah, sure.
Bada. Let's bada.
But yeah, they're learning the words. They're studying. They get mad. You know, people get mad over it. But
like when someone steals your song at karaoke when you come every week.
I love it. Like they're.
I do love Shaq. That's mine.
They're breaking into a house over on the other island, and they're like going, "Hey, How many M's in chrysanthemum? You got to say the word, ask for a definition. It's stall tactic. Don't forget that.
Like if I see somebody on the spelling bee that's like a musician, I'll give them some stupid. I'll give them the what's the company that makes all the cymbals?
Zildjian.
Zildjian. Go ahead, spell Zildjian.
I couldn't even.
It's Z-I-L.
Z-I?
Oh, I was going Z-Y.
It's Z-I-L-J-I-A-N. Yeah, yeah, Zildjian. Yeah. I think there might be a D in there. Fuck.
There is.
Yeah.
Zildjian. You're out.
I'm out.
Sit down.
I finally...
But everyone gets a mulligan. Everyone gets one word wrong.
That's your problem, man. You get it over quicker.
I know, but the idea is to keep the crowd there. That's why they hired us. Yeah, keep the crowd there as long as you can. And
I'm trying to think of funny words that if Tom Dustin said it with his thick Boston accent.
Trip him up.
Yeah.
I give him Worcester, Gloucester. I give him all that shit.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, that's
Worcestershire sauce.
Region of origin.
Yeah, we do. We don't do language of origin. We will use it in a sentence for you. And we'll give you
definition.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. A definition that's, you know, we make it up on the spot. But the when they ask us to use it in a sentence, that's the funniest. That's always the funniest. Because we always, we a lot of the times put in the word invagination, which means to put something into something else, like a sword into a sheath, like a pocket.
Like your machete under your bar where there's no liquor.
Yeah, so I invaginate my sheath. With my machete. So and then usually somebody will be like, can you use it in a sentence? And then me and my other co-hosts, we go, come with me and you'll see a world of pure invagination. And that's the sentence. Willy Wonka, it's goofy.
I would say invagination is a big word that I learned at a spelling bee.
I'd say there ain't no way you're going to be able to spell invagination.
Yeah, we do a lot of that, by like, which we just don't actually use it. Your parents are going to be disappointed when you can't spell invagination.
Hey, go to the merch store. What do we have for sale, Chaley?
Right now we've got the Swollen Valor Tour t-shirts, what's left, and the Olivia Grace boxers.
That's not all. What else do we have? It's going to be like shot glasses and fucking...
Yeah, we got all that stuff. So we've got some mugs still. Plenty of t-shirts.
I want a mug.
You got one right in front of you.
That's one of mine?
No.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get you a mug.
Someone emailed and said, hey, you need more bar shit for your merch store.
Well,
and I agreed.
We're doing the gentleman's pack coming up pretty soon, which is based on...
We have a largely male fan base?
Yes, turns out.
All right, we'll have a ladies' pack maybe later in the year.
Like what?
Olivia Grace boxers.
Well, that's why she did boxers, because your fan base is going to be guys.
They're unisex.
Yes.
All right. This chair keeps sinking, so I'm assuming God is telling me we're done. Buy merch. Tell him where, Chaley.
I'm going to make it sound like his voice is trailing off. Buy merch, Chaley. DougStanhope.com. Get on there. And while you're there, get on the mailing list. You can find out about all the 2020 dates. Thanks. Bye.
Can you, will you
dump that?
Dump that fire hazard of an ashtray as much as we're smoking in this tiny place that we shouldn't be smoking in? I mean, he still has clothes in here, for goodness sakes, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fine. We only smoke, what, one cigarette each in here? That's fine.
Yeah, that's...
They are candy cigarettes.
Yeah. So we weren't smoking them, we were blowing them.
And I need a drink, Dr. Chaley. Yeah.
How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well. Good as hell, as Lizzo would say. Yeah, I'll actually have a...
Yeah, yeah, he'll fix you up. There's no Tracy here. We didn't drag the bag to Key West, much to especially Bingo's chagrin. She doesn't listen to the podcast either. But yeah, she's the fucking... That's her thing, is the onesies. She literally has at least 18 onesies in her closet. Less the two that the Chaley's brought. That,
those are great though. You had a walrus. You were a walrus, and Chaley was a.
Now I'm a walrus with two cigarette burns in my outfit. At some point, for a picture, someone flipped my hood over onto my cigarette, landing the tusk of the walrus right on the cherry of the cigarette. So, yeah, the only white part of that outfit has a nice black fucking burn in it. I was just happy it matched my fucking loafers. I had brown loafers that I slug around in. That's the only. I didn't come to your show. Well, after I heckled you, I was embarrassed to ever go back. But I was here to finish the rough draft, which at some point I just said, well, what's a fucking rough draft? Like, I got the whole story out beginning to end, and now I need to, you know, flesh it up and make sure I'm not redundant in parts and like
polish.
Yeah. So after the second night, and I'm at the end where it's like the darkest parts. So I'm hammered. I'm trying to drink off an Adderall that it's been keeping me going all day. It's the fucking middle of the night here. I've never even tried to figure out the fucking TV or anything and I'm fucking depressed, and I've gone through a million text messages from fucking dead people and things, and I'd gotten a bunch of crazy emails from this girl the last 2 days, like it sounded like meth head conspiracy theory shit about the fucking, they're trying to take my kids and the cops are after me. And I was depressed and I wanted to call a friend, but I didn't have any that I wanted to bother with all this shit again.
This is out of the blue. Someone emailed you. You don't know her.
She had emailed me in the past, okay, but the story had advanced and I don't remember. She's in the crazies folder. So I had a fresh email with a number saying, call me. And I go, all right, I'll just listen to someone else who's way more fucked in the head than me.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I talked to her for a while. And, you know, like, she's been a fan forever. But it just seems like she's off the fucking tit on a fucking meth pipe somewhere.
It's a very close story to the Asian lady that lives in your complex right now.
What?
Like, same thing. She's got a couple kids. Blah, blah, blah. The husband, she's paranoid. She thinks the husband is hacking her phone, so she gets phone every week.
Well, I don't know this lady. I just assume she's like that. And then she's talking to me and like, and I can imagine. I told her, you sound like fucking Alex Jones right now. Like when if you watch the Austin incident where he just tries to pound every conspiracy theory into a late show Friday, he's just supposed to introduce me and he just tries to pound every conspiracy in a fucking, an introduction. And that's what she was doing. Like, all right, oh, Doug Stanhope, she's a fan. As self-deprecating as I might be, if someone's that big of a fan and you call them in the middle of the night and you care about their life, they're going to try to tell you everything at once. And then right. I'm sure she's crazy.
Right. But people get excited too. That's the other thing.
It's
tough to be like, even some of my friends that are like big fans of yours, and I'm like, yeah, you can't hang out. I'm sorry, but you know, I know you're going to ruin my fucking rep if you show up and you're a fucking weirdo or something. You know, I don't know this guy that well.
I've put a lot of that in perspective in the last year and a half or whatever. But at some point I go, listen, and I told, I'm just having a fucking bad night. And I go ahead and just tell me. And she goes, you're like doing that Bill Murray thing where no one will ever believe me. I should not. Well, today I read an article she told me to read. There's one article about what she's going through in the Willamette Weekly. I should just fucking say her name. Yeah, she wants the fucking press. Yeah, it's Nicole Liliband. L-I-L-I. Here we go, spelling.
It's Gilliband.
Gilliband. Fuck, I knew I was fucking something up. I said it wrong so many times.
Both of you are out of the spelling bee now.
But I think you're out for pronunciation. I think that's typically Gillibrand. Yeah.
Gillibrand, but it's one L then two L's. Like recommend or necessary.
Yes.
First
B. No, recommend has one C
and two M's. Yes. But I'm saying necessary, one C
and two
S's. Gillibrand is G with one L and then two L's. So
that's tricky.
Yeah, and
I'll put it in the spelling bee tonight.
Yeah, but the second story that she told me to read this morning, because Chaley slept till fucking 3:30 in the afternoon.
Good for you.
And I was trying to be quiet, and no one wants to get out of bed here.
You can't take a diarrhea shit in that bathroom and be quiet about it.
Oh, I did seven.
It's a louver door.
I know. And he was sleeping on that couch with his head right next to it.
Yeah.
And I had the violent shits all day. And after the seventh, I tweeted that. After the seventh violent diarrhea, I came out and he had moved the pillow to the other end of the couch.
Well, worse than that is I used to live up above the bathroom.
There's a loft up
in
there.
In the loft bed.
He was going to stay up there.
Don't.
But he, I told,
much, I think we used
one of you said
you
fell off it more than once.
I fell off. I got caught. I caught myself on the louver door. But worse than that is in most houses, like most houses, you have a fan when you flick on your bathroom fan and
fart fan.
Yeah, it takes the shit smell out of your bathroom and it shoots it outside of your house.
Oh, that shoots it up there.
It just fucking. They have a fan with no ducting. So every time my roommate would take a shit, I get a cool breeze on my toes. Picks up extra strength on my feet and hits me in the face. That'll fucking throw you out of bed onto a louver door.
So I read the long version. It's over fucking 10,000 words. That's like fucking 20% of a book about this chick. And everything she was saying was like spelled out by this journalist. And I'm like, oh, fuck, she's not crazy at all.
Oh.
But I did talk to her since, because it was a definite drunk dial.
What's her name?
Nicole Gillibrand.
I'm looking Gillibrand. For the I'll find the link and we'll put it in the show notes, because mm-hmm. the article.
I hope she's okay.
Yeah, it's the X, not the Willamette Weekly. That's short form. Yeah. I tweeted the long form today.
She's from Coos Bay. Isn't that where?
That's where she just escaped from.
Isn't Andy from Coos Bay?
He's close to
close
there.
By,
Oh, and then I think she was staying in Eugene before she just fucking got rescued and disappeared. She called me. I talked to her last night, and she's like, and then she sounded normal. Like, okay, I got out of there. The fucking. It's a really fucked up story, and it's half of it's not in that article, but yes.
But you needed that to make you feel better.
I thought just letting some fucking crazy person yap at me would get all the fucking voices out of my head.
Did it work?
No. But it worked that I found out
a little
she's not
podcast content.
Well, it worked that I found out she's not crazy. You shouldn't be in the crazy. Well, I don't know. Maybe she is fucking batshit crazy, but the story put it in context. Hey, drug dial me anytime you want. No, I'll call fucking people who need it. I needed it. I fucking emailed her the next morning and said, thanks for fucking. I didn't really go into my own shit, but I did cry a lot, and she probably thought it was about her story. No, I was just writing some really fucking difficult stuff.
Holy fuck.
I have my own fucking unending problems.
That's the most selfish fucking nice thing you've ever done.
It's all self-interest.
I'll listen to your problems, but I'm going to get my cry out on it. Wow, you saved so much fucking money on a therapist.
Can't find it.
That's all right. Yeah, well, it'll be in the show notes. I'd love her on the podcast if she could fucking break it down into fucking simple beats. Don't try to give me every Alex Jones fucking note of. I remember saying that to her. All right, you're introducing too many characters into this, and I have to learn about the fucking what they call the KKK in Oregon, but now it's not called the KKK, and so and so and such and such.
What's
and
it called now?
I don't fucking remember.
Come on.
Well, no, it's like you're fucking the Oregon 3% or something.
They didn't approve your membership thing?
No, it's just like people that are all fucking. I'm so bad with words tonight. Conspiracy. Conspiring. They're conspiring, but they're with the people. She was a chick that did porn, and then she was going to school, and then they fucking chucked her out of school when they found out she did porn. And that's the journalist who wrote the story. He went through all the her shit. She, like I said, she's, I have the documents, like Alex right. Jones. I have proof. On,
yeah.
But then in the story, when he went through all of it, he's like, yeah, it does add up. And
does it add up or doesn't?
Does.
Yeah.
And you don't write fucking 10,538 words of a story. And I only counted those going, fuck. How this guy had to write this pretty quick. I spent 6 months to write fucking 50 some thousand.
Kobe Bryant died.
Yeah. Yeah, the Twitter's going crazy.
I don't care about any of it. I just care about what I want to hear Burr on his Monday morning podcast talk about what Kobe might have done wrong.
Oh, because Burr is a,
yeah, he's a fucking
trained helicopter pilot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he's always so, like, oh, fucking auto-rotating. I'm auto-rotating and blah, 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 and all this shit. And he talks about all this technical shit about helicopters. And I can't wait to hear Burr be like, well, here's what fucking Kobe
It's just going to be out today.
Oh, yeah. It's today Monday?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, but it happened. Yeah, he died yesterday. And yeah, sometimes Burr.
He records them on Sundays, though.
Oh, he does always?
Well, sometimes. No, not all the time.
I think sometimes he puts them in the can a little early.
It's pretty topical, though.
Yeah. So, did you know Kobe Bryant at all, Doug?
He was in my top 10 fucking sports guys I would love to fucking see dead for a while.
Anyone have him in the pool?
No. Oh, nobody no had him in the pool.
No. One would. No.
Nobody. Right. If we still did spite pools, maybe, but he doesn't play anymore. But I remember there was one championship series where he had made up this thing I'm going to do. I'm going to put my tongue out like this every time I make it.
Like Michael Jordan and Stephen Curry with his.
He'd actually calculate it. I need a move, yeah. Kind of like a, right. Like a touchdown celebration dance.
My signature. Yeah.
And he just did some dumb thing with his mouth. And I fucking hate that. Like Steph Curry with the mouthpiece. He hangs it out on purpose. Like, I want to fucking slap you so hard. I can hear your fucking ear ring the way I'm slapping you. I fucking hate you. And I don't even like basketball. I just, if it's on at a bar, like, put that fucking thing back in your mouth.
It's moved over to other sports now too. I've seen other athletes do it, and I only notice it because it drives you so crazy. Now it drives me crazy because now that's all I can see.
Is like that, the Andy wrinkling bags.
Yeah.
There's no way to get like any of that. No, to get the Sports Center clip unless you're doing something stupid like that.
Well, if you're Kobe Bryant, you're already
right.
You're
right,
Kobe
right.
Bryant. You don't need a thing.
You don't need a thing. Your game is your thing.
Yeah, but he sat down with PR people. Like, what should I do? Do I pull my dick out? No. You have that rape thing. Yeah. Don't pull your dick out. What if I stick my tongue out? Did you rape her with your tongue? No. So yeah, no, I hated him, but I didn't take any celebration in him fucking dying.
I don't like when people die.
Sometimes I do, but he was out of the league.
Who was the last one you liked that died?
Fuck.
Or that you liked the fact that they died?
Wow, you know what? I don't know who it was, but I remember tweeting about it because there was someone else that used to... Oh, I'll tell you who it was. It was Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife.
Oh.
Wait, did she die?
Yeah, she died.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah. They were both in my spite pool.
Oh my God, that's sad. But he was prettier.
It's a little true. Oh my God, they're the fucking worst. Because they do have a bail bonds company over there. And when that show was popular and I would watch it, I used to go, I had a bad string of hate watching shows, right? I'm just going to watch this to be upset. Yep. Like fucking Bar Rescue. Now, I've stopped all that.
Yeah.
I've become a better person a little bit. But I would call their actual bail bonds company and fucking say horrible things to whoever answered the phone.
Beth. I think her name was Beth.
Yeah, Beth was the wife, but she didn't answer the phone at that point.
No.
I've never been mad at bail bonds companies because they're trying to catch a criminal, but they were douchebags about it.
No, they're trying to get their money back.
Right. They're trying to get their money back. I don't like my when I make my top list of worst people, it's always tow truck drivers, probation officers,
lizard lick towing,
probation officers. Because I've met some of these fucking people that are probation, and I've had a couple, but or not parole, probation. because these are fucking idiots that went into whatever the line of study, yeah, like that
prison
is.
Prison guards, correctional officers.
Yeah, but it's worse than
because I think that's social services.
It's social services. And it's like,
they had to go to school for it.
I mean, I've been hanging out with probation officers, and they do all the fucking shit that they will lock someone up for if they're on. Like I've been hanging out with them. Ah, fuck it. Well, drink and drive. And it's like, but no, that's why. I have to go see you. That's why we have to. I have to see you, and you're gonna do that thing and laugh about it, and know that you can get out.
It's like a televangelist that's gonna pray the gay out of you while he's sucking dick, sucking cocks. Hang on, praying's not working. Let me suck it out of you. Sit down, relax.
I'll try anything, Father.
But when it comes to like criminal justice, there's you can't just like shit on all of them, because some of them are great and the great ones are making a difference. The ones that
all the probation officers I've ever met, they laugh at their fucking job. Ah, I got to deal with this fucking guy. He's a stand-up comedian. He's got a drug charge, and I got to make him piss in a cup every fucking week. And they think they know better about my life than I do. And that pisses me off to no end. I think probation officers are the first on my hit list.
Not hit list. You don't have a hit list.
I don't have a hit like a fucking. I mean, I have an air rifle, but that's for iguanas.
With hollow point BBs.
Hollow points for ultimate stopping power.
Stop by the condo and hear the bit.
Which condo? Mine or yours?
This one.
Because I do it at both.
Well, you tell a story here. You actually kill iguanas over at your place.
I get 3 confirmed kills.
Oh, really?
And one that I'm sure died in a tree later on. Yeah. But they get fucking big, man. They get 3 foot, 4 foot long, and they shit on your shit.
Here, they're like pigeons, and it's weird.
They're an invasive species in Key West.
Invasive, yes. Yes.
Not evasive. Well, they're evasive now until you blow the hawk
now
whistle.
That I showed up.
In the UK, foxes. Like, you see foxes running through parking lots, and they look at those like rats. Like, a fox is a cool thing to see over here.
I like a fox.
Yeah, if you see a fox, you tell someone.
I saw like 30 of them yesterday during the pub crawl. Not a lot of original ideas on onesies down this place. Everyone's a fox.
There was a lot of fucking angst on the streets last night. I don't know if you were too drunk to notice, but when we were leaving the first place we met you, I won't mention the name of the bar in case you're a fan.
Not.
But yeah, the Tiny was the bartender's name. And people.
That dude was an asshole.
Oh, a wicked asshole. It was a perfect bar.
To you?
No, not to us. I overtipped.
Twice.
Yeah.
I tipped him too. It was like.
But I guess the pub crawl has like coupons for free drinks.
Oh, really?
And when we were leaving, that's when people are coming in. He's, no, it's until 6. It's after 6. No, I'm not honoring those.
We're closed.
But it says 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is when you get the free drink, but we stop honoring. Like, it's just such a dick.
Well, that bar is a very specific place here in Key West that when I first got here, I was always told by numbers of people, never go in there. Never. It's a fucking.
We'd already suited up in our onesies as we're getting towards fucking sundown, and we're walking. We don't know where we are. We know it's going to be a fucking 23-minute walk according to a phone.
Long way. Yep.
And we're in fucking onesies where I have long johns underneath. I warmed up quick.
And a leather jacket.
And a leather jacket over it, because you can't fucking carry a cell phone and your cigarettes and a lighter and your wallet and all that shit in a onesie.
You
gotta
go fanny pack.
That's what I told Bingo, because second to onesies, number one is fanny packs.
Fanny pack.
When she found out where Chaley and I are doing onesie Sunday in Key West, Florida without her, hey, you never invite me. I go, but honey, I probably won't even go because I don't have a place to carry my shit because you get all the fanny packs in life and I get nothing. I turned it around on her.
Yeah, but.
So we're walking down there And then that's when you call me. Yeah, we switched bars. We're going to the Oriole. Everyone told me to never go to this bar, but fuck it. We're going.
It's a bar.
Yeah, no, it was fine.
It's a fucking bar.
Service industry bar.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what it is. They typically, they were, that's why that guy was probably so pissed off, is they don't open until like midnight. And he had to be there early for this stupid one.
During the day.
With the onesie pub crawl and blah, blah, blah. And he didn't like me. I walked in, I look around, I go, this place is fucking perfect. We'll do a show in here on fucking Saturday nights. So it's something, whatever, you know.
And, yeah, they have a little stage. Yeah,
They had a little stage. I could probably sit 60 people in there, blah, blah, blah. They had a weird balcony going. And I go, hey, what's up there? And I pointed up at the balcony. He goes, none of your fucking business. And I was like, I'll just have a vodka soda. Are you the manager?
But we left there, and then you stopped at a liquor store
to
get booze for the tiki bar.
Yeah, and then we hung out at the house.
But no, right behind you, you didn't even seem to turn around. I'm just standing at the bottom of the three stairs smoking.
It's a package store.
Yeah. There was a
little hubbub.
Yeah, someone cut the line because a guy was behind you, gave you some polite separation.
Like you were at an ATM.
Someone walked up in front of him.
Yeah, and then they had a fuck it to do. No, you're rude. No, that's not polite. Fuck you. That was going to turn into a beef if the one guy that was getting yelled at was a fucking a man.
Well, that's what I was hoping. I saw a little of it yesterday during, like, early in the day during the onesie pub crawl. That's the cool shit I look for, is if you can watch a fucking dinosaur pub onesie guy get mad at a fucking giraffe onesie guy and they stop pushing each other. That's fucking awesome.
You're telling this story. You're telling this story because I only vaguely remember it. They have some fucking kind of fetish event down here.
Fantasy Fest?
Oh, God.
Fantasy Fest. Is
Fantasy
that it?
Fantasy Fest.
Yeah.
It's the biggest event in Key West.
It's October?
It's October. It's a week long. Basically, the best way I can describe it is Halloween for a week meets Mardi Gras for a week, and they put that inside a porno movie.
Yeah.
And it's all whips and chains and naked areas.
A lot of air.
Like 30 minutes paint is as best as I could take my Fantasy Fest. And then
that's about how long I lasted. Because I went to the premier event at Fantasy Fest.
There's a lot of private parties, too.
A ton of fucking, like, orgies and stuff, which is great.
The pigs are here.
Airbnb
pigs? Oh, no, it's just reverse lights. I thought it was rollers.
Beat it. It's the cops. Jesus? I never understood what the fuck they were saying in the old movies when they were like.
Jiggers?
Jesus. It's the cops.
Cheese it.
I don't know. Cheese it.
Oh, no, I don't.
When you get up and run.
I get it, but I've never heard it.
You have, but you don't. But
I don't watch old movies. Well, Fantasy Fest. You're sitting out there like a regular Boston guy going, look at these fucking weirdos.
Exactly.
Let's keep looking at these weirdos.
Little judge contests we're having. We're having a little judgment fucking couch over there. And we're sitting across the street from the main venue of what they call the Kinky Carnival. And basically, it's all these people in fucking whips and chains, and most of them are naked with just a cock sock or tits and fucking ass and whips and spanking paddles and all this shit. And they're all a gas mask with spikes on it. I don't know why that's useful. But why do you get spikes on your gas mask?
Maybe you should ask more questions and get involved rather than sit on the sidelines like some Rotten Tomatoes critic.
We were sitting on the sidelines. We were having a little scavenge hunt kind of thing where it was like we'd watch the people walk into the fucking Kinky Carnival and we'd try to get them to do shit. You know, pinch your nipple, fucking grab my dick, suck a dick, whatever you do. We had a checklist of shit.
Like bingo.
Yeah, we had a checklist of shit that we were trying to get these people to do.
Bingo the game.
Yeah, yeah.
The game.
No, you just...
It's like termites.
Like car bingo.
I'm separating killer termites from termites the same way I am bingo from the game.
Long story short is fucking... We're watching the people walk into this thing and we see a couple leave early and they're in full regalia. They got the fucking whip, the chain, the guy's on a leash, but the lady's not holding the leash anymore.
He's dragging it.
He's dragging his own leash.
Sad
horse. And his ass is out of his chaps or whatever. He's all leathered up and shit. And they're mad at each other. They're having a fight. And my friend had the wherewithal to run over and go, "Hey, you guys leaving the Kinky Carnival early?" And they go, and the girl, "Yeah, because he's a fucking asshole, blah, blah, blah." She goes, can we have your wristbands?
They didn't match the outfit anyway.
Can we have your wristbands? And then fucking, she gives us the, because it's like $150 yeah, a person sure. to walk in the thing. Now we got wristbands. We can get in. But then we realize quickly, we don't have the outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to be dressed like some sort of weirdo to get in this place. So quick thinking, I throw on a fucking a skin tight pink tank top that says, "Sorry, boys, I eat pussy." And I throw on a fucking a rainbow
Wait, why
hat.
Why did you have that?
A buddy of mine had it. And I throw on a rainbow hat and I take off my shorts and I'm just wearing tight, skinny black underwear. And I go in like that.
Sure.
And my friend puts on a mankini, which is like a one piece swimsuit, but it has a picture of a man on
the
it.
The Borat thing.
Yeah.
The unitard.
The unitard, but she's like a hot chick and she wore like a man thing.
Yeah.
So we walk in like that. And the very first thing I see in there is one of them Sibian machines. The fuck machine. Piston driven. You know, fucking back cow.
Like a dildo on a Sawzall.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And I walk in. There's a group of people standing around in a semicircle getting wait for some ready for some lady to mount up. Regulators. And she looks at the dildo that's on the thing and she goes, "Nah, that won't do. Get me the big dog. Get me the big dog." And then like a pit crew comes out and fucking unscrews that fucking dildo, puts on what I thought was a wine bottle and
a magnum.
And she goes, "Yeah, that's about right." And she settles into her seat and the thing starts fucking her. And all these dudes are standing around quietly. What? Quietly. It was silent. Other than you could hear the machine. You know, just the fucking gears of the machine fucking her. And her husband is standing. I didn't know it was a husband at the time. But dude standing next to her, patting her on the shoulder going, "You're doing so well."
William H. Macy and Boogie Nights.
It was some guy's fucking my wife in the driveway in the ass. But yeah, so it's that kind of stuff. And then, you know, it's all everyone spanking each other and there's guys jerking off the balcony. So never go to Kinky Carnival, stand
don't,
under
don't,
the balcony.
Yeah, don't stand yeah, on the street
they're,
level.
They're designated don't stand spots. It's like,
what's that X on the ground?
They actually you brought me to the smoking area.
You brought me to that bar, and that was the smoking area. Yeah. And he's like, "Yeah, this is the place. That's the balcony. Watch your drink." It's like pigeons shitting in your fucking.
That ain't pigeons.
Tom Dustin, plug your comedy club.
Oh yeah, I'm out. I moved to Key West. I quit my life. I moved to Key West. I run Comedy Key West, and I try to bring down guys, hilarious comedians, Doug Stanhopes and whatnot.
And it's on Twitter at Comedy Key West.
At ComedyKeyWest.com or what? I don't know how.
They'll figure it out.
You get it. At Comedy Key West. Comedy comes first. Everyone always goes Key West comedy, but it's comedy comes first in Key West. Right before
right
wagon wheel.
Right in your
wheel.
Drink.
Right after wagon wheel and right in your drink.
Hey, Doug, I do want to say a thank you. Last time we did the podcast, we forgot to say thank you to the person who sent a tequila drinking set to Joby and everyone at Doug Stanhope Celebrity Death Pool. So thank you. And we don't know who sent it. I didn't see the
God card. Knows what we have waiting for us when we get back. But yes, Chaley and I had a fucking... We're having a good time.
I was
going to say had. We got a couple more days.
I can't do anything. Now I can edit this podcast, but today I slept till 3 because there's nothing to do. I can't do anything. There's
good.
No, that's and
you want to get you guys a golf cart?
No, I don't want anything to do.
No,
this
you
want to
go
to the
same thing to me. Tom did the same thing to me. Dustin is like, I can get you this. I can, we could go spear fucking fish in the head out on the.
Yeah, we can go out on a boat. Yeah. We can go to a
Chaley might. Chaley might.
Jet skiing. We can fucking go sailboat. Yeah. You know what I really love? And this is the best. I like going on the Wind and Wine. It's a sailboat trip. It's only 2 hours and it's just at sunset. And you go out and they present you with 8 different wines from all over the country and or all over the world. And then they give you...
That's enough to take the shakes off before you need a real drink.
Yeah, they don't serve any hard liquor, but they let you walk on with hard liquor.
Oh, fucking Tom Dustin always walks... that's what I loved about him. He always walks with a fucking travel mug the same way I go through airports.
Yeah, I gotta have my cup.
Yeah. He met us at sushi tonight and...
walked in with it.
Sat down, and we're cashing out. Ate my always leftover sushi and then had a full drink when we're already ready to leave and then splashes it into his travel mug. Okay, I'm ready. I was about to tell him, hey, kill that. Let's go back to where we can smoke.
Oh, I'm killing it. I killed it.
Yeah, but I'm saying at the sushi place.
No, I know. I know. I know what you're saying.
And you're telling a story and you're slowly unwrapping your straw. And I'm like, wow, he's going to take a long time with this fucking drink.
No.
Nope. Boom. Right into the travel mug. Didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
Well, that
it goes into my cup holder on my bicycle.
When I came out here like 20 years ago and I didn't know anything about it. I was going to the Cayman Islands to go diving. So we stayed here for a few days.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about Key West. And we were in Sloppy Joe's and we're leaving and the bouncer goes, hold on. And I had the drink and I go, oh, sorry. I was going to pound it. He goes, no. And he poured it into a
plastic,
like a kegger cup. And he goes, there you go, man. And I'm like, yeah. What the fuck?
Togozies.
This is great. And that's what I just figured it out when you were at the
Well, I only
sushi
bring
place.
I bring my cup because I don't want them to have to use those plastic cups. Cause I care about sea turtles and you know I never use a plastic straw. I know you just mentioned
I reuse them.
They give you a paper straw.
Yeah. Oh,
paper,
it's the worst.
Straw. That is a fuck you to anyone that likes a drink. A paper straw. Cuz it's you start with a straw and you end with spaghetti.
That's why I fucking bought you glasses for this place.
Yeah.
I brought this with me. I bring my own glass on the road.
That's a good rocks glass.
It's a fucking great rocks glass, and that's all we could find at Ross Dress for Less.
That's actually a candle holder.
Well, a straw will come out of it. Other than that, I had these fucking giant coffee cups and a wine glass.
I'm so sorry, dude. I didn't furnish this place. This is my...
Well, people don't... Comics don't drink. You don't need to furnish.
But I mean, I don't want to... Take this.
I don't get offended.
Don't
easily.
Be offended by this. But there's no microwave here. You don't. Yeah, I don't even think you need a stove if you have a
it's
microwave.
On the fucking list.
I know. The owner is like, I don't microwave anything. And I was like, yeah, well, everyone that stays at your fucking place wants to. So we need a microwave and 1100 watts. I don't want fucking 9.
I would have no idea on that. I did find these two coffee makers, but we're going to get you a fucking K-cup maker to make up for the cigarette smell on his clothes.
And we could put the microwave on top of the toaster oven.
Yeah, he's got a toaster oven. Who uses a toaster oven other than me with leftover pizza?
You had to.
I don't eat cold pizza, I'll reheat it, but I'm not going to... In Key West, I'm not going to fucking fire up the giant oven for one slice of pizza, I ate for 2 days.
Florida pizza is the worst.
Oh, my God, dude. Everyone has the worst reviews. We were going to eat.
It's the worst.
We were
going to
order pizza, and I was looking through all the reviews, like 45 minutes. I keep looking at it, and I'm going, we just got to find something else. And then that's what we found at the sushi place on the corner.
There's a couple of places that do a decent, but it's all about the water. The water in the dough. That's why the Jews, they have their water shipped down. They have their water shipped down to make good bagels.
The Jewish people.
That's what
I
meant.
It's weird. Jews say Jews, but I don't know if it's like this.
I'm Jewish. You didn't know that?
Yes. Well, I did know that because I saw you in a synagogue once, and I went, oh, he's probably just hiding a bald spot. All right, let's wrap this up, and then we're going to send Tom down to see if this is going to be a part 2 of this podcast with fucking the crazy dominatrix drug dealer.
I think she's there.
Go. We're sending
you. I'm doing.
I told you I just needed enough cocktails, and now it's dark.
She's a little nutty, though. Like, maybe more than you want.
Bingo. Send us out and forgive me for all my sins. Click.
Okay, bye-bye now.